Well, Lord, we are just so thankful for this day. We thank you, Lord, that we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. We thank you that no matter what the situation is today, we know that you hold the day even though we haven't seen it. Father, we thank you for the two amazing women who started this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. T.K. Roberts-Patton. We thank you, Lord, for blessing them with their diligence and their steadfastness, Lord. Now, Father, I pray that you continue to bless them. Bless their going out and their coming in. Keep them in all their ways, O God. Be the comforter, O Lord. Be the reassurer in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for Dr. Vanessa and how she does everything, including caring for our dear Mother Josie. Lord, please just watch over Mother Josie. Have your angels encamped around about her. Lord, we thank you for the D.H. De Leon family. We thank you for continuing, oh God, to download information and using them in the way that you use them. Father, we thank you for our speaker who's going to bring a rich word today. Father, bless our speaker. Keep them, guide them, Lord, that they only say what you say in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you bless your entire household. Now we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Father, guide our way, be that lamp unto our feet, the light unto our path. We bind that old slew-foot devil, Satan, in the name of Jesus, because he and none of his cohorts would have any part of this call this morning, because this call is saturated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We give you praise and call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, you know, you just got to know that I love missing you. Go out and have a blessed day. Share your testimony with someone today that they may be blessed. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. I am Wanda Walker from Chicago, and I want to welcome you today to our telecommunication, sanctuary. I like to let you know how we got started. Well, it was back in October 2010. We have two precious co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We also have a scripture that we stand on, and that is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have now, we would like to invite you to our website and share with others. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. All our messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. We do have a theme each year, which is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might want to join us, and if so, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or praise reports. Please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or our prayer Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal company, originally called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier again. Now, we do have also the new morning motivational calls held Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617, pound. Again, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. We also have a bypass number in case you're being charged. It is free. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And today is Tuesday, which is the Presidential Tuesday. And, excuse me, we have, okay, I am going to get out of the way. I'm getting ready to introduce you and present to some mighty, powerful, blessed woman of God. She loves the Lord, and she allows him to use her in whatever capacity he wants. She was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is a proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and grandmother of three grandsons, Jay, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculous in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's faithful words are, God is faithful. I'm not going to finish this. You can go and read the rest of it on the archive. Brenda, Minister Brenda Terrell, are you there?
I am here, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for hosting and that cordial introduction. So appreciate you, woman of God. I tell you, God has definitely been using you. And we so appreciate you being a part of this awesome team. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and seating everybody in their virtual seats. Hallelujah. We glorify God for you, for being the blessed woman that you are. Minister Tiffany, thank you for opening this call up with praise and worship, just ushering the presence of the Lord in this sanctuary. And I definitely want to take the time out to say thank you to our awesome women of God who started this call, and they are Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. I love and appreciate the both of you. Thank you. Continue to let God use you, and thank you for allowing me to share this platform. Good morning, TMC family. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you that you have brought us here thus far to give your name glory, to give your name praise. Father, take this vessel and use it to your glory. And I give your name praise, Father, hallelujah, as you take my mind, take my heart, take my mouth, Lord God, and use it, that we all will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. We give your name praise. We give your name glory for all that you do, all what you have done, and all that you are about to do in the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for saving, sanctifying, and filling us with your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC, I tell you, it is definitely an honor, a blessing to be here. And God had been dealing with me for, a week now on no longer conformed, no longer conformed. Romans 12 and 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And if you will, I would love to read this from the Message Bible. It says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Oh, glory to God. And then we have this contemporary English version that says, don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think. Then you will know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to him. Hallelujah. Question. In this first half of this year, here we are about to go into the second half. Have we been operating in our called assignments? Remember, my assignment may not be what you or other fellow believers think it should be. Are we operating in our called assignments? See, Galatians 5 and 1 tells us to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And, of course, you know, another version is the Good News Bible says, freedom is what we have. Christ has set us free. Stand, then, as free people, and do not allow yourselves to become slaves again. There's a purpose for reading those scriptures because the church I attend, Victory International Christian Center here in Ocean Springs, is a multicultural church, and where we are all worshiping together and allowing God to have his way. And throughout my saved years, I saw change in the appearance of churchgoers, from the dressiest outfits to the laid-back pants and tops. I found myself being judgmental about this change after I asked God, please don't allow me to be like the Pharisees or Sadducees. You know what I'm talking about. I was being conformed to the ways of the world. We have a young Caucasian man, if you will, who loves the Lord and serves with his ball cap on. And our pastor never asked him to remove it, where I know many churches would have. God has and is tremendously blessing him and his family. Always willing to serve, very respectable, and always having a smile on his face. Then we have those appropriately dressed individuals who have been asked to serve in some capacity, and there are many excuses with a look to say, the nerve of you asking me to do that. It says, unto the Lord, not me. You know, that's what we would tell them. But those are the ones we admonish as the amazing brother, sister who comes every Sunday and Wednesday worship. I'm talking about no longer conformed. God is doing a work in each of us at his pace, on his terms, and in his time. Can I say that again? I say God is doing a work in each of us at his pace, on his terms, and in his time. God was and still is transforming my life with my judgmental self. I'm holding on to Philippians 1 and 6 when Paul said he was convinced of this. God has begun a good work in each of us, and he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. No longer conformed. Our world, the believer's world, the spiritual world, is spiritual. Yes, point blank, is spiritual. Yet we allow the people, the news, the events of this world redirect our way of thinking into a conformed state. Am I right about that? Even in our churches, we've allowed them to be conformed to man's ways rather than God's. And we wonder why nobody wants to come. Oh, Lord, I'm really thanking God daily for his grace and mercy, his patience with me to follow what he wants from me, not what others think it should be. We've got to get into that no longer conformed mode. And back to my church, our pastor allows the Spirit of God to have control. There aren't programs, yet there is order. There are Sundays where the word is first, or the Spirit may use our pastor to prophesy or minister while he's teaching the word. And a few Sundays ago, a lady was helped to the front to be prayed for. And pastor told her to stand straight as she possibly could. And without touching her, God did the miraculous. She was able to walk, dance, and praise God. She told us that one leg was shorter than the other, which kept her in pain. But God, see, God is still in the miracle working business. He's still the miracle worker, and he wants to work miracles in our services, in our homes, in our communities. The question stands, are we conformed to our way of thinking or God's way? No longer conformed is not complaining about the issue, but speaking to the issue in the name of Jesus. Luke 17:21, Jesus stated, the kingdom of God is within each of us. Yeah, that's a Selah moment. The kingdom of God is within you and me. Yes, it is. No longer conformed is when someone makes us angry and we're able to let it go. Sometimes I know we could stay in an anger mode and an anger moment and say, oh, they really got next to me. Oh, this and that. No. But you know what? We're allowing things to hold us down. No longer conformed is now not allowing fear of man, spiritual attacks, or uncomfortable situations distort us from the obedience of God. Daniel and the Hebrew boys were prime examples. No longer conformed consists of God's agenda is first, and then our agenda is last. God said in Isaiah, said, my ways are not like your ways, neither are my thoughts like your thoughts. No longer conformed is relating to people without a condescending spirit. You know, a lot of times we think we're all that in a bag of chips. When 1 Peter 5:5 tells us to humble ourselves, therefore, before the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in due season, in due time, not our time. So this is what people want to see. They want to see Jesus dwell in us. They want to see us uplifting one another. They want to see us to know that there's freedom in Christ Jesus, not being conformed. No longer conformed is simply allowing God to shift the atmosphere in our minds and then saturate ourselves in it. Now, that's a two-step mode. He will shift our minds, but then sometimes we allow our minds to go back to the same worldly ways that people think it should be. when we saturate ourselves in his word and he tells us to speak to a situation, he means it and he's ready to act on it. And this will put us in that frame of mind like Romans 8 and 18. And because, you know, people are going to talk. People are going to put us down. People are going to say all manner of things. They did it at Jesus. So what makes us think that it's not going to happen to us? The sufferings of this world cannot be compared to the glory that be revealed in us. See, God said, you stand in the power of my might. You stand, Brenda, in knowing that I am dwelling in you. Don't look to the right, nor to the left, but look to me, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. So what we do, we yield to Jesus. We hear his voice, not the voices around us. We listen to the Spirit of the living God and rejoice in his power. See, the word tells us to hunger and thirst after his righteousness because our righteousness is irrelevant. Daily allow the Spirit of truth to rule and reign in our hearts. And this is a process of our minds being transformed. See, he said we will know the truth and the truth will make us free. What is truth? His word is truth. We want to stand free of all guilt and these havocs that try to keep us down. We want to stay free knowing who we are in Christ Jesus, no longer conformed. Listen, granted, we will continue to have hiccups in life when we want to have things our way, look at situations as the world sees them. However, God's vision of our lives are complete in him. We're already victorious. We are already more than conquerors. We are already the head and not the tail. Jesus has already overcome the world. Remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So my question is, how do we see this world? How do we see it? Since Jesus declared he's overcame the world, are we the stewards who has the authority to decree and declare his awesome power in the midst of the chaos that may come against us? And just to give you an example, when I first moved to this neighborhood, I used to come down the main street, and there's a house there that used to have this big rebel flag flying all over the place. And you know, I used to pass by, and it just really rubbed me the wrong way. And I kept speaking there, and it's like the Spirit say, speak to it. I said, you got to come down. You got to come down. You got to come down. Guess what? That flag is down. And what's up there now is an American flag. Praise the Lord. The Lord has given us this authority to speak to situations. His awesome power is in the midst of anything that we allow him to come into. So every situation, not some, but every situation, God expects us to see his glory in the middle of it. Did you hear what I say? He wants us to expect to see his glory in the middle of all the chaos. Hallelujah. He's still the King of glory. I don't care what nobody says. He's still the King of glory. Okay, I know I got just another moment here. I don't know if you guys remember R.W. Chambach. He was a pastor out of Tyler, Texas, a wild man, okay? He was a shouting preacher, and he wasn't only a shouter, but he stood firm on God's word, and he refused to be conformed to what people thought. Wherever he went, the anointing was so profound, he allowed God to use him to lay hands on the sick, and they recover. The enemy even tried to take somebody out, and he called them back to life. Glory to God. No longer conformed. That's what I'm talking about. There are many others that allow God to use them and direct them into the anointing rather than church as usual. You see, we can be no longer conformed in every season of our lives. When we're uncertain, be still and know he's God. rest in him with his peace. When we're challenged in our health, declare we are healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we decree and declare it for Kenneth right now in Jesus' name. He's healed, and we're not looking back. When it seems like our backs are against the wall, call Jesus. That name alone will shift things in our behalf. Ask me how I know. Glory to God. The name that is above every name, no longer conformed, is manifested daily here on TMC because the messages are becoming more transparent and healing virtues are taking place in the midst of them. God is faithful and I'm grateful. I hope you got a message that we will continue to decree and declare that we're no longer conformed. Back to you, Minister Wanda.
Well, glory. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Oh, Father God, we just come to you thanking you for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Thank you, Father God, for using your servant, Lord God. Thank you for what you did in her life, what you're doing, and, Father, for her future. Lord, I ask that you will pour back into her that she has given to us in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we love you. Now, Lord, I lift up the two co-founders that you have used to bring us all together, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. I want you to bless them in such a special way, Lord. Grant them the desires of their heart. Continue to take them from faith to faith and glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Artist Life family. Thank you for Diaz, the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, Alejandre and his wife, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for TMC calls. Thank you for, Father God, the MMC calls. Lord, we just bless you on today. We lift up Baby T, Lord. Thank you for performing a miracle on her, Lord God. Thank you for restoring Kenny, touching him, Lord. Thank you for sharing Stowers. Touch her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Mother Oliver, Mother Josie, and Mother Blackwell, Lord God. Thank you for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. Now, Lord God, all those that are sick, Lord, the enemy that have attacked their bodies, Lord, we thank you that you were wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of your peace is upon them. And with Jesus' stripes, they are healed. So now, no matter what happens, Father God, I pray that they will continue to look to you and stand on what you have said and you have done. Lord, we ask that you would continue to strengthen the bereaved families, oh God. Comfort them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we won't fail to praise you. We won't fail to give you the glory. Now, I'm sure you want to hear the playback of this powerful message. And to do so, you would have to dial 712-432-1085, pin code 957-677-pound. I know you would want to share this call with somebody today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, we do also have our new motivational call right after this call, and manager Artemis Wicker is our host for today, and that number is 712-770-4005, pin 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Woola, for greeting everyone and greeting with that tag and the opening call with prayer. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for the word that was needed for such a time as this. Would you please come and close us with the benediction?
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for being such a blessing that you are. And yes, God has given us all a testimony. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church, in our bodies, in our spirits, by Jesus Christ, throughout all ages, world without end, no longer conformed. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful day.